I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is. And recently, we did a terrific job on Tom Cruise.
Can you do that guy justice at all?
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
A guy who has managed to become an A-lister. I don't know that Tom Hardy opens a movie.
I know.
Like, people don't go see a movie just because Tom Hardy is in it. But he's definitely somebody we talk about. He's got an interesting track record. You know how Nicolas Cage, the go-to guy for over-the-top insanity, really sort of egregious but fluid acting, where Tom Hardy is headed. He's headed towards this realm of you want someone who's crazy over-the-top performances, but still you can't say he's definitely not a bad actor. He's a great actor.
Like Cruise, best known for action, and that would be Mad Max.
He's barely in it.
I know that.
He's barely doing anything in
that
movie.
But if you ask somebody, they're certainly not going to say Locke.
That's what they should say.
They should, exactly. So he's not the glamour puss that we saw Tom Cruise to be.
No, if you really want to see what Tom Hardy is capable of, you should watch Locke. He plays a construction worker in a car, and he's driving to where? That's a spoiler. The camera stays in the car with him the entire time.
Well, yeah, I've got friends who will not sit through this.
Really?
Yeah, just because the camera's static and we're looking at him as he's driving.
You're riveted by what this guy is going through. He is in every scene, obviously. Everybody accuses Tom Hardy of mumbling. He is not mumbling in this movie. It's a really fascinating thing to watch, and definitely if you want to see what the guy's capable of, that's the one, because the camera doesn't leave the guy's face. No.
And you alluded to the mumbling and the mumblecore, which is the way to characterize these very heavy actors whose naturalism forces them to mumble, because that means they're making also a comparison with Marlon Brando
which drives me crazy. But Owen Gleiberman wrote a really nice piece in Variety, basically saying that Tom Hardy is an extraordinarily talented actor, but he's got to stop with this crazy mumbling thing. And he really gets at the heart of what Brando is doing, and then he lays bare the limitations of what Hardy is doing. Now, Brando actually wasn't mumbling. It seemed like he was mumbling because he was doing something so naturalistic. You don't ever not understand what Brando is saying. Tom Hardy, it seems to me, is doing something a little different. Here's the other thing about Brando, is there was what was revolutionary about what Brando was doing was how natural he was. He was bringing natural behavior to the screen, right? A scratch of the nose here, a hesitation there, fiddling with something in his hands. What Tom Hardy is doing is not that. What Tom Hardy is doing is a sort of almost like a weird take. He's making unnatural the natural, it seems to me.
He takes it to a point where he's inaudible, or he is so interior in that mumbling, where Brando was always out there. Now, here's one of the ways that I can deal with mumblecore.
Yeah.
I put on closed caption.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Watching a film with closed caption gives you an insight into the stuff that you usually miss.
He can be a good baddie. Dark Knight Rises.
One year after Locke, The Drop.
Oh, I love The Drop.
James Gandolfini's last movie.
Oh, yes. Now, you would think that all of this comes recently into Capone.
I know. It's so much fun. The first half of the movie is like a dark comedy.
And don't you think he's picked good directors?
He's worked with Christopher Nolan at least three times.
I know, Inception being one.
Inception, The Dark Knight Rises, and Dunkirk. The Tom Hardy mystique, right? He definitely has this bad boy thing about him. He definitely has this fun. We know that he's a fun character based on his social media presence. But what is he really like? And I don't think we've really gotten a great idea of who he is as a person. It did come as a surprise to me to learn that he's the father of two or three kids.
Tom Hardy, that finishes our twin bill of Tom Cruise and Tom Hardy.
You got it.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.